talking good news. 2 weeks from now, my best friend got me tickets for San Diego Chargers to play Tampa Bay. He lives over in Tampa Bay for the 21st. And if Denver loses to Carolina this week, which they will, they'll get killed. San Diego's going to beat Kansas City. My game got moved. It was an 8 o'clock game for the May 1st, but NBC realized that both Tampa Bay is kind of good. They're kind of mad that San Diego sucks this year, so they moved the game to 1 o'clock today. So I'm going to go to Tampa Bay. I'm going to see San Diego kick their ass. Denver's going to lose that night to Buffalo at home somehow. I don't know how. I mean, I watched Buffalo play Miami, and they were absolutely horrible. But Buffalo's going to pull something out of their ass, win the game, and then San Diego is going to play Denver on the final week of the season and go into the playoffs. So I'm all happy right now.
Oh, we'll see. We'll see how that works out for you.
But, this is Vince Russo booking to get to one game. All the, 16 X factors have to happen, but I'm counting on it.
Are there briefcases on poles set up in corners of the end zone?
Hopefully a masked suicide can come in and steal the ball from the Denver-Buffalo game next week.
Feast or famine, wild card round qualifying. Of course, the mighty Patriots avoided disaster last weekend to avenge the Deion Branch actually playing well for once since leaving the Patriots.
They're staying out in California the whole week because they're playing Oakland this weekend.
Yeah, and I don't know, they're banged up, but they're getting it done. I think Junior Seau is Bruce's age, and so is who's the other guy, Rosie Colvin.
Yep.
Yeah. And those guys did well, but we'll see what it's like. I guess Oakland's. I guess if you can think of a worse team than Seattle, it might be Oakland.
they're definitely one of the worst teams in the league, but then they pull a great game out of their ass. So who knows? Hopefully, but what helps you is that the New York Jets are basically forgetting they know how to play football, and they switched teams with the Philadelphia Eagles because now the Eagles are kicking butt, and the Jets just look hopeless out there. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I know a Jets fan, and today's 3 days later, and he's still very depressed about last Sunday, and I think he's on suicide watch. So we now have a three-way tie.
My girlfriend has a football pool at her work, and I do all her picks for her. And I went 14-1 this week. We don't do the Thursday game. I picked San Francisco to beat the Jets. I picked Philadelphia to beat the Giants. And down here, where I live in Port St. Lucie, Florida, we have a lot of transplants from New York and New Jersey. So they're all fucking Jets fans or Giants fans, the worst fans on fucking earth, if you ask me, except for Yankee fans. And I was so glad that they both lost in the same week.
Did you win your pool going 14-1?
Yeah, definitely. Rarely does anybody ever lose one game. That's last. I don't know what happened last week. I think I won like three games. This is pick'em. It's not even spreads. How could it possibly be that bad? So I redeemed myself. This is my fourth win of the year out of, 42 people played or something like that.
Maybe you can go out and buy yourself the Angle DVD with some of your winnings.
I might have to. All right, Sean, you going to be available this weekend?
I don't know. It looks grim, but we'll see.
All right.
If not, I don't know. We'll put this up sometime soon.
All right, I have one parting words for our PW Torch free forums people, and since they can't hear this because they're too cheap to buy a subscription, screw off!
All right, well, for Derek and his shout-out to the potential paying customers.
The dregs of humanity.
The dregs of humanity, as he says it.
Go hang out at ProWrestling.com, you dinks.
The WrestleZone.
go read Disco Inferno at WrestleZone, you fucking moochers.
So for Derek, his girlfriend, and his two terriers, this is Torch Calmness, Sean Radican, signing off!